Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to The Shit Show. Kia ora, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Shit Show, the one where Justin Bieber is in the Friends reunion. Now, if you didn't already tell by the title, today we're going to be talking about the upcoming Friends reunion and just the chaotic list of people that are going to be doing cameos in it. So we're going to give you all that you need to know about this reunion and maybe just take a wee trip down memory lane of some of our favourite episodes. As usual, for the past few weeks anyway, I'm joined by co-host Nick. Kia ora, Nick. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty excited for this episode. I think we should just launch straight in and talk about maybe our favourite episodes or our favourite moments, because we all know Friends is iconic. It informed a lot of people's childhoods, or it was just, you know, their friendship on the show made a lot of people feel like they were friends.
I saw a good quote about Friends. It was like, it's the comfort food of TV shows, you know, like it's always there and it's always
good for reruns or leftovers. Yeah. Absolutely. I will say though, I see a lot of Friends slander. People saying that this wouldn't be funny without the laugh tracks. Like, obviously a lot of the jokes have dated, as jokes do. But I think on this podcast, we're just not here for the friend slander, are we?
No, we're a friend supportive zone in this podcast.
Friend supportive zone. We could say a friendly zone.
We could say that, but
maybe we shouldn't. Nick, have you got any favourite episodes or any pivotal moments that stick out to you?
You had to put pivotal in there, didn't you?
I had to put, I'm hoping you're going to bring up pivot.
Wow, you did right. It's hard for me to pick a favourite episode of mine, but there are a couple of moments that I do enjoy. And the pivot scene where Ross is in charge of bringing the couch up the stairs and he's just yelling pivot all the time.
Here we go, pivot! 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 Pivot!
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
I also like where Marcel the monkey is playing the music and they all end up dancing to it.
Marcel, where are you going with that disc? You are not putting that on again. Marcel, okay, if you press that button, you are in very, very big trouble.
I am obsessed with the whole Marcel the monkey storyline. It's just like, it's fucking random. And Ross is so random, but more on that later. I think my favourite episode is probably the one where Ross fake tans and then he's just like bright orange. I just think that's kind of, maybe not my favourite episode, but one of my fave moments. Also just the one where everyone finds out about Chandler and Monica, because they're an unlikely duo, but it's great when everyone finds out.
It's another one of those beautiful little storylines, isn't it?
Spoiler alert, I guess, if you hadn't seen it and known that Monica and Chandler get together. But that's so
I feel like from a show from 1994, you're allowed to do spoilers now.
Thank you. That is what I needed to hear. Just before we launch into the reunion as well, Nick, if I was a character, who do you think I'd be? Because I know who I would be. And I've had this conversation with my mates.
I think you're a Phoebe.
No, I'm a Chandler.
Eh?
I'm a Chandler. I'm totally a Chandler. He's so sarcastic and sort of dry and funny.
I don't know. I'm funny, that's questionable.
Not to gas myself up. Phoebe's a bit away with the fairies.
Yeah, but that's exactly what...
I'm probably the most opposite. I'm so in tune to like everything and very self-aware.
We're going to have to agree to disagree, Liz.
Okay, well, you're totally a Ross.
I knew you'd say that too.
I know, because you are a Ross. He's just a little bit of a nerd. He's quite random. Like, he doesn't really want to do much wrong. He is you.
He's quite funny.
He's funny, but not intentionally funny. Like Chandler. You've got a little bit of Chandler running through you. But yeah, you're definitely a Ross.
Well, I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they're all great. Ross is just super rando. So let's talk about the reunion, eh?
Yeah.
I think the first thing that we should talk about is the fact that it's not actually an episode.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are confused about this. Like, it's not the actors reprising their characters and doing a one-off episode of Friends where they're back in the apartment or whatever.
That's what I thought it was as well. It's more like a unscripted kind of panel discussion. It's shot in the same studio that Friends was shot
in. It's like After the Island or whatever it is.
After Love Island.
After Love Island, yeah.
Except for the fact that it's 25 years later. Which is really, really fucking cool. Just a quick mention of the teaser that was released. You would have heard in the intro, I played the music that was used for the teaser, which is just like this unnecessarily like sad version of the theme song. It's like, it's all very kind of emosh.
Are they trying to pull the nostalgia strings hard?
Definitely. And like, they were going to get those strings pulled hard regardless of whether they added this really sad theme song.
Which... I hope they actually use the OG Friends theme song.
So do I.
In the reunion somewhere.
I think they will.
That's iconic.
And guys, if you haven't heard, you can listen to our episodes all about iconic theme songs, but the theme song for Friends wasn't actually written by the Rembrandts who sung it. It was written by the Friends writers. So like, if it seems weirdly fitting to the show, it's because it literally was written for the show. Anyway, those episodes are great, so you should go back and probs listen to them. Also, not that it matters, but it's kind of interesting how much the Friends cast are getting paid, so they're all coming back for it, obviously. And sources told The Hollywood Reporter, so can we trust this? I don't know, but I think that these figures won't be that far off, that the stars negotiated their fees together, and they'll be paid between $2.5 million and $3 million US dollars each for the reunion special.
I would go on a reunion if I was getting paid that much money. It wouldn't even be a decision.
No, it's fucking insane. I mean, that's even more than, I mean, they were getting $1 million an episode back then for their jobs, like actually being actors and actresses and learning their scripts. And now they're just coming back for like a, what, 45-minute reunion, unscripted special.
It's like a speaking fee, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a couple mil for a speaking fee. So good on them. You go get that bread. And
yes, secure the bag. I'm sure that they're not short of dosh.
But... no, but, you know, I thought that was a wee interesting tidbit to put in. I do think the next thing we need to talk about is the chaotic guest list or, you know, cameo list.
Yeah.
Shall I read it out?
Run us through a few of them at least.
So... some of the guest stars for this reunion are going to be David Beckham, Justin Bieber, BTS, James Corden, Cindy Crawford, Cara Delevingne, Lady Gaga, Elliot Gould, Kit Harington, Mindy Kaling, Christina Pickles, James Michael Tyler, Reese Witherspoon, Malala. Like, this is just a few of them, but what a bunch. What a mixed bag.
How did they get these people?
Well, like,
what was the criteria?
I don't know what the criteria was. Obviously, they're just wanting to get as much promo and clout for this as possible. So they've kind of gone for every community. I mean, you've got Malala, who literally is there standing up for women's education and women's rights. Then you've got Justin Bieber, who like allegedly treats his wife like shit and is kind of a pop sensation. Then you've got Reese Witherspoon, who... another actress who's just phenom.
You've got BTS.
BTS, now they are drawing hard on the fandom line there, aren't they?
You would have thought so.
Well, it's not that you would have thought so. It's like, it's quite obvious because in all the shares of this on Twitter, the quote tweets of this guest list are all from BTS stans being like, oh my God. And apparently one of the members of BTS is a massive Friends fan. So it just all makes sense.
Right.
But it is, it's a chaotic bunch of people to get together, and I really wonder how it's going to play out. Like, are they all going to be there at once, or...
are they zooming in from virtually?
Are they going to be doing little skits like James Corden does on his show, you know?
It's going to be interesting to see how it all pans out.
It will be really interesting.
When I first started researching for this, I thought, like most people, it was going to be another Friends episode.
Same!
So I was thinking... how are they going to get all these different people into this show?
One episode.
So being a panel show, it sort of makes a little bit more sense, but still, it's a lot of it's a very eclectic mix of people.
I wonder if it's going to be more like they pop in and say how Friends helped form their career or like their favourite episode of Friends or like their favourite memory. I feel like it will be, but like Sorry, from David Beckham to Malala, it's just going to be a random group. Also, who is Christina Pickles? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
I don't know either. We're probably going to get a lot of comments being like, how do you not know this
person?
Yeah,
exactly. I'm waiting
Sorry, everyone. Also, Lady Gaga, there might be some musical interludes as well. They might all be doing their own versions of I'll Be There For
Yeah, it's just going to be a whole, the whole episode is just going to be covers of the theme song.
It's just going to be covers of the theme song. Cindy Crawford as well, and Cara Delevingne, like models. I'm just kind of like.
It'll be interesting to see how it all turns out.
I know. Question, who's your favourite Friends character? Like, aside from who we all are?
I quite like Joey.
Do you?
Like, it's just so random.
Yeah, kind of underrated.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't pick you for a
Joey. But then
Joey.
He got his own spin-off show.
Yeah. Which I did watch also, just like randomly when it was on at 5 p.m.
I was going to say, did many people watch that?
I don't know. For me, Chandler is my favourite, so that's kind of like gassing myself up that I also said I was a Chandler.
Yeah.
But also, naturally. Like, the impact that Rachel had on a generation of young women and fashion, and still, I mean, it's in that cycle where the fashion's now coming back and Rachel Green is such a icon still for fashion. Like, I think, can't really underestimate that.
Yeah, you're right. Will you be tuning in on HBO to watch it?
Probably not on HBO since I'm not subscribed, but I might find other means of securing that watch. But yeah, I definitely will be, especially with all the hype that's around it. I am being sucked in by the hype.
Yeah.
For everyone wondering, it's May 27th is when it's coming out. We haven't been paid to promote it, unfortunately.
Yeah, it sounds like we have been.
But I'm kind of like, oh, well, we should be. We should be getting some of that $2 million bag.
So HBO, hit us up if you want to.
One, give us a free membership so we can actually watch your shit. And two, pay us for promoing.
Check, please.
But yeah, I will be watching.
You'll be tuning in.
And we'll probably be doing a bit of a roundup, at least on the Instagram, after this goes live, because people do really give a shit about Friends.
Maybe we chat along in the Discord.
Oh, totally. Guys, if you're not part of the Discord, there will be a definite chat along about this, because the TV show's channel already pops off.
Especially in the Nostalgia channel as well.
Oh, yeah, true. God, cheeky plug for the Discord, but honestly, get in there, team. I think, Nick, that's all I really have to say on this, considering we're recording this before the episode's actually come out.
Yeah, it's hard to do a deep dive and an analysis on an episode that we haven't even watched yet.
Yeah, but we just thought, look, let's jump on and make some predictions, and it's been a great time, as usual.
Absolutely.
Everyone, you can find us, as always, on Instagram, at Shit You Should Care About, or at The Shit Show with a whole bunch of underscores. You can find us on Facebook in The Shit Show Squad, or the best place to find us now, Nick, is...
The Discord server.
There's a link in our bio, or you can sign up to our mailing list and we'll get all the info to you there. Thank you for joining me again, Nick. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Bye, everyone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.